time to sit and chat with university students about their mental health than in early April, right on the cusp of exam time. At the landing in Memorial University, six students gathered in a semicircle to answer questions about student mental health on campuses. The answers they give today will be used towards shaping the national standard for mental health services on university campuses. Shannon Bedford, a graduate student facilitating these chats, explains why it's important that there is a set standard for universities, just like there is in the workplace.
Because mental health is such a, there's biological reasons, and we know biologically that this is the age group that is most affected by mental health. There's psychological reasons. We know that university is a time when you're taken away from everything that you know and love and are comfortable with and forced into a really stressful time, and we know it's a social issue, and socially undergrad and graduate school are a really difficult time. So it's kind of like everything in your life is spiraling and there's not a lot of support. So it really makes sense that
some student solutions involve breaking down barriers between professors and students and having a confessional type setting for students to talk anonymously with counselors. Carissa LaCour, a Munn alumni, knew one thing that would help.
Be the one change that I feel like would have the most impact would be helping bridge that sort of communication gap between professors and students regarding mental health issues. Because there's so many people, they have different experiences, they're not used to maybe dealing with students from different backgrounds or students with differing abilities, and to have that sort of empathy training, to have that sort of communication training and just overall awareness, and not just for profs, but for the staff, for other students, for everyone.
This project started in the fall of 2018, and there will be multiple events taking place on Memorial University residences and campuses. It's easy to see that someone is being left out of these dialogues. Memorial University is taking initiative, but College of the North Atlantic has no events like this planned yet.
And the same exact issues exist for college students, and the worst part is that they're there for a shorter amount of time, so they have less time to build those relationships and feel safe and figure things out and get the supports they need. So if it takes you by third year undergrad university to figure out what supports exist, by college you've already graduated and you're off in the workforce. So the challenges are the same, and I think the services need to be the same as well.
The standard is getting put together by the Mental Health Commission of Canada and is set to come into play in 2020. Jasmine Burt, 4Kicker.